you mentioned Wake Forest being number two, I think, on the worst parking in the country. Wake Forest is located here in Winston-Salem, where my wife and I live. My wife got her master's degree from Wake Forest online, and we live in Winston-Salem. Just to give you an idea of how fucking horrible it is to try and ever go to Wake Forest. Like, first off, to get I don't know if you've ever been there, but to get into the campus of Wake Forest, you have to drive through like a mile and a half of woods that surround the campus. The fucking campus is like that M. Night Shyamalan movie,
The Village?
Yeah. Yes, 100%. It's just a bunch of New Englanders who are trapped there and they think it's 1986.
Is this why we didn't know Tim Duncan was like super basic?
Yeah.
Because 100%.
He was just hiding and he's like, "Hey guys, I dress like it's 1986." And they're like, "So do we."
Just to give you an idea.
You're a favorite player ever.
I think it's sweet that he found his tribe.
Well, let's just put it this way. He had to move to San Antonio, Texas to figure out he liked weed.
Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast. You are listening to the internet's only college football podcast, and the only podcast that I think dares to tell the cold truth about the sport, which is this, that most people who play football, you're going to go pro in something else, and we're going to get to that, okay? But when you decide to go to a school and figure out where you're going to go pro in something else, there's a few things you should consider. One of them might be, well, how committed are you to singing songs that old people like? Old
people kinda, like Robert E. Lee?
Old, kind of terrible people in a lot of ways. Are you willing to just sell it all out for "I've Been Working on the Railroad," but with some hootenanny, kind of scary, maybe kind of racist lyrics? Is that, how do you feel about that? Because that might be something you have to consider. Because Texas exists.
You don't have to consider it if you don't go to Texas, which certainly a number of recruits choose not to do.
Every year?
Especially those that live in Texas.
I think it's like top 10 recruits in Texas right now. Only one of them is committed to UT right now. And yeah, that's bad. But we should explain this because this has to do with the Texas Tribune article that came out with some emails from Texas donors.
Good Lord, a number of emails.
About the Eyes of Texas, which did anyone here know that the Eyes of Texas was even that much of a thing? I don't mean like...
Well, yeah, if you ever watch a game on television. Of course, that was back when Texas used to score points. So...
Yeah... They'd have to play it when they scored. So, yeah. So, there's a controversy at the University of Texas. Not really in terms of the band or the players. They don't like the song.
The students don't like the song.
Students don't really like the song. The band, like, a lot of people in the band aren't even going to play the song.
If you're just catching up and you need some context, this song is paraphrasing a Robert E. Lee aphorism.
Mm-hmm.
And some people think that is a bad idea.
Yeah. And
imagine that.
Yeah. And this has become a sticking point between, you know, not really students and students, but between students and the people who write checks for the program. Texas Tribune got a number of emails. Now, You know
who definitely doesn't have a problem with it is Steve Sarkisian, because he told us so.
First day, that's our song, and we're going to sing it. Came right the hell out, because he...
I don't think he would have gotten in that room if he had not said that.
Nope. But, whoo boy! There were some very, very angry people who probably sent a lot of chain emails in their life.
Reform. Yeah, I feel that the big shit show here is that the university redacted some of the more virulently racist stuff that came out of this email. And that's saying quite a bit. You know what else they redacted is all the re-forward-forward-forward-re subject headers. I don't feel like we're sounding mad enough at this, and I think it's because I'm just kind of vaguely gobsmacked at the degree of shitbirdery on display here. And I didn't think I was capable of being surprised by booster emails anymore.
Yeah, and this is, by the way, like, we don't... Some of these are blacked out. Some of them are not. Some of them are... Some of the people who are donors, and that's a vague term, right? Like, some of them obviously donate real money. Some of them might just be people who send, you know, a couple hundred here, a couple hundred there. Which, by the way, why does Texas, which is famously the wealthiest program in college football, right, as they are fond of reminding anyone, why are you sweating that? Why is that even a serious concern? Well, probably because the guys who donate millions of dollars are complaining about this too. That's what, like, there's a lot of absolutely awful quotes here, including UT needs rich donors who love the eyes of Texas more than they need one crop of irresponsible and uninformed students or faculty who won't do what they are paid to do.
Let's talk about students or faculty there.
By the way, that's from Stephen Arnold, a retired administrative law judge. That's who sent that into the University of Texas.
I wonder if, Ryan, you've been in the legal world, right?
Allegedly, yes.
I wonder what the ratio is across the legal landscape of America of judges at this level and above and guys who have tattoos of the Tasmanian devil somewhere on their person. I feel like it's got to be high.
It's probably higher than we would think. Yeah, that's why historically judges wear robes, is to cover mm-hmm. their Taz tats. Everyone knows this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you could say that. I just don't, like, I don't, that's not.
Yeah, I feel like we should be yelling more, but I just, like, my mouth fell open reading these. Somebody, I believe it was, the creator of blatant Homerism today, who said that, you know, other schools, there are plenty of racist, awful shitbirds at other schools, but Texas seems to have a particular dedication to pointing them out
and
saying, hey, look at our guys.
And as if the history of the school wasn't like, in case of, like, the history of football players in a race at Texas wasn't already real bad, like super bad.
Like A&M used to be a better destination by acclamation, kind of bad.
Like many other schools in Texas, like schools that you would not consider to be like A&M, or you wonder how SMU was able to make hay. Well, cash helped, but it's still a better spot than Austin, of all places. Yeah, like. When you see Texas schools that have managed to take advantage of that, right? And you see Texas A&M on the list, you go, listen, Jackie Sherrill had Texas A&M writing checks and obviously did a lot besides that to make black athletes feel comfortable in College Station. But damn, you have Austin at your disposal. How are you losing with that? How? Well, there's one answer. You have a lot more racism in the booster core and in the fan base than one might have expected.
Read that Stephen Godfrey tweet aloud today. He does an NFL podcast that some of you might have heard of. And he had just a really succinct summation of the issue today, I thought.
It requires slow reading and accurate reading. So here we go. Texas, confused as to why they're not Oklahoma, comma, is doing an Ole Miss, comma, themselves confused why they didn't become Alabama all those years ago. Damn.
I definitely think that doubling down on this issue is going to work out for them.
Really?
As a student of history.
I guess my question is this. When you are a large institution as you know, a college, yeah, a museum, a podcast, and you decide to accept a bunch of money from someone, at some point you have to sort of establish what the line is between you have given us this money and we appreciate it, and this is what that does and doesn't mean for you. And it means a lot of, you know, everybody understands that it means certain things. It means you're probably going to get access other people don't get. You're going to get attention other people don't get. You're going to get privileges other people don't get. But when it comes to what you get to influence and where you get to not just speak, but be heard, but be paid mind, Texas is the one that gets to draw that line. And what's baffling to me is, like, the eyes of Texas, if you don't draw the line here to sort of say, like, nope, if you're giving money to the band, maybe then you can say, like, yep, I understand why you don't want to give money to the band anymore, because it's literally what they're doing. But even then, like, at some point it becomes incumbent on the institution to say, okay, if you don't want to give us your money, that's fine, but you are not buying the opportunity to literally run the school, to handle the business of the University of Texas and Texas Athletics. Like, I guess what I'm really saying is this. If you don't shut boosters down on this, that will just creep and bleed into more bullshit booster influence for even bigger things, for even things that are more direct and are more painful to the actual students on campus. Why on earth would you decide, like, this is the thing we should hem and haw about, instead of telling them, like, we're going to make the decision we think is best for Texas, and if you don't like it, you don't have to give us your money anymore, because you know what? 90% of these dudes are bluffing. They're absolutely fucking bluffing.
I mean, sure, these things can continue to creep, but I sort of wonder. I didn't see this article. I'm not online. I'm sporadically online, so I think I missed this. But, like,
yeah, this was just this morning, actually, the day we're recording.
This feels more like a symptom of creep, right? Like, this
sure,
is an
maybe
obvious
it's
manifestation
yeah.
of it. I don't know if this is like a starting point. This feels like it has crept.
Yeah, maybe it very well may be that.
Never more clear for me, by the way, than the decision of the university to redact the names of some of the people who sent these emails. A lot of people have seen these emails. Those names are going to come out, and the university is still choosing to protect these people, which says a lot, again, about who gets to be heard.
One of those.
And who gets to be heeded.
One of those redacted emails, by the way, said the following. And if I hear you groan, your eyes roll within the first couple of sentences, yeah, because you know this person on every football forum you've ever been on. It is disgraceful to see the lack of unity in our fiercest competitor, Sam Ellinger, standing nearly alone.
Misspelled, by the way. Misspelled name.
Uh-huh. Misspelled, yeah. Sam Ellinger's name. Yeah.
Oh, God, I missed that. Mm-hmm.
It is symbolic of the disarray of this football program, which you inherited. The critical race theory garbage that has been embraced by the football program and the university is doing...
Critical race theory embraced by the football program. Sark stood there and said, that's our song and we're going to sing it.
I'm winding up here, and so is this.
Sorry, I recognize that on the list of things that are wrong with that email, that is near the bottom, but... However,
that has been embraced by the football program and the university is doing massive irreparable damage to our glorious institution and to the country.
Ah, hail the victorious dead.
It has got to stop. I mean, listen, I don't know. If I see you're kind of like useless.
Do it again in the we were sitting next to a millionaire voice.
It is disgraceful to
stop
see
it.
The lack of
stop
unity.
It.
Yeah, I don't, I don't really need to see like your Panera level fascism here. Okay.
That's beautiful, like, man.
It's just, you're just a sad person who's mad about things for no
reason.
Well,
that's the shit of it. Like, I saw Mina Kimes say this today.
The energy to be this mad.
I saw Michael Jr. say the same thing. It's not really about the song.
No.
Like,
no.
The song is merely the entryway through which all the other feelings of things are different, and I don't like that. And I have to think about what jokes I say from now on. And I have to acknowledge, like, the humanity of other people. Like,
imagine going through life... Sorry, Ryan, go ahead. No, I have such a hard time putting myself in the shoes of someone who... Jesus Christ, especially after this year. There are people entering month 12 of quarantine in this country right now. Imagine that, having the energy or the free time to get worked up about this. My God.
But if that's, I guess what I'm saying is, if you're at,
if your biggest problem, I'm sorry.
If you're running Texas, you have to recognize that what is happening here is not a single issue item. It is not, I think they are trying to address the issue somewhat responsibly, to at least say we're going to start an the University of Texas is saying we're going to start. They've started an academic commission to, like, examine the history of the song and sort of, like.
But that's symbolic. The student body doesn't want it.
No, yeah, but I don't think that's a sufficient step, but I think it is at least a meaningful one, is what I mean.
See, I would argue it's a symbolic one at best.
I guess it depends on what they do after that. Yeah. Like, if it is just that, then yes, it is just checking a box. But the problem with the whole approach is that it makes it about the song, and it makes it an examination of, like, well, how do we all feel about the song? And all of these people who are, you know, the things that they are saying in this email, none of it is about, like, this song is important to me. This is, like, I have these vivid memories of, you know, going to Texas games as a little boy, whatever. All of it is about the political cudgel they want to wield. And
they're really telling on themselves here.
Yeah. And so you can't, if you're Texas, you have to understand you can't win with this fight, because all you're going to do is either embolden them to keep coming back, because it's not like, listen, if you keep the eyes of Texas, it's not like black students at the University of Texas are going to go away. They're still going to live there and exist there and have feelings there, and they're still going to express all of those things. And your boosters are not just going to be like, well, thanks for doing that. That's the only issue we had. Everything else at UT is fine. It's clearly not with them. So stop trying to, like, put this very specific bandage on this festering wound that they need to go to deal with in therapy.
Yeah, two things. One, how are your players who are between 18 and 22 years old better custodians of that program's history than you are? You lose.
Some of them aren't even, like, the ones who aren't from Texas, they just got here, uh-huh, and they're lapping the field with your sorry asses.
And the answer is because you want to be ignorant, because you're very comfortable for one reason or another by being a dumbass. You know, in this case, I suspect it's because you're racist and you don't want things to change. That's why you think you own them. And that's why you write the checks in the first place. Second, and by the way, you don't deserve a good faith argument on that. You don't. Just stop doing that. You don't. This is not a both sides issue. You're being a dumbass. That's why you need to use words like lies, dumbass, and racist. You should call things what they are. And in this case, that's exactly what they're being. They need to shut the hell up. There's no room for that, right? That is not the tolerant left speaking. That is someone who is intolerant of this bullshit. And people should be intolerant of this bullshit, and it should be slapped wherever it appears. The second thing, you know who doesn't have to deal with this, but I know has boosters who are equally awful people? Pretty much every other team in the country. Why are we only hearing about it at Texas? Because they don't get their shit together. It's not like other teams are better, by the way.
No. No, but it's like the Alan Kinney quote that we were reading a few minutes ago. Texas has this particular dedication to making sure those people are hollering heard.
Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of them. They all write big checks. What happens when you start to get big checks, money, and ego involved? We all got to have our fees respected. To a level, by the way, that broke people would find absolutely infantile. Just like get over
it. This is what I was trying to get at earlier. Like, imagine living a life where this is the biggest problem you face in a day.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem.
Must be nice.
I mean, when cash doesn't fit.
Congratulations on all your success. But you have time to get worked up about this.
When the cash stops meaning things, all you got left are hurt feelings. That's all I can deduce here, right? I would like to have the opportunity to see if that's true. If somebody would like to give me a large sum of money, that'd be cool. But in the meantime, that's what I got to assume about you, that you're super fragile because the money didn't fix it. And also that for some reason you think you own 18 to 22-year-olds or they owe you something for playing football for a team that you don't even invest in, by the way. You just write checks. You don't actually own any of it because it's not a business technically, right?
Right?
What a wonderful business arrangement. Anyway, we're here to help you figure out whether you should go to a school to begin with. Right now, this is you, and you're thinking about whether you should go to Texas. I don't know. You heard that whole conversation and the bunch of huge, pampered babies with checkbooks who run your program. Might want to think about that and some of the insanely stupid identity politics that undergird their very beings.
I thought identity politics was for young people.
I'm so tired of identity politics ruining anything. Anyway, play my railroad song. Play my railroad song or I'm going to pitch a fit. You absolutely just, gah.
There, we got it into gear eventually.
Anyway, Ryan.
Yeah.
We've turned to science to alleviate.
We have.
This problem and come to a solution about where people, because let's face it. If you're going to play college football, you're not going to make it. That's just the numbers. You're not going to make it to the NFL.
If you are, if you're like very confident that you are, you don't need us to tell you where to go to school.
Right. Where should you go? Alabama. Ohio State.
Clemson.
Not Texas.
Let's say UNC just for fun.
But the rest of you, don't you want to have a life?
Yeah.
I'm sorry for the Bane cadence there, but I stand by my point.
Don't you want to have a life?
Do you feel in charge of your destiny?
Yeah, like the rest of you, we got to be real.
Is he Slavic now? What am I doing?
He's an F1 driver, yes.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, God. Anyway.
Vandervoort Bane!
Yeah.
If you are one of these people, or let's face it, if you don't know if you're one of these people, and you're trying to size up where you're going to go play some college football, I know you need to consider who gets drafted where, but after you figure that out, I need you to lever to the 98% possibility that you might not be one of those people, and you need to bank on some other factors. We need to go ahead and come up with a different calculus for figuring out where you're going to spend 4, perhaps 5 years of your crucial early adulthood.
Yes, so we put out a survey that asked the listener to, A, tell us where you attended undergrad, if you did. A couple people refused, and one person was like, I'm in high school,
I think it's
so
sweet of them to
that.
Answer the survey anyway.
Sure. And then we asked you to rate your undergraduate experience based on 4 factors. How good was the food available to you? How plentiful were nap options, public places where you could take a nice public snooze? What's the water slide situation? That sort of like encompasses some bigger parts, not purely water slide, lazy rivers, I guess pontoon boats, if that was a thing.
Sure.
Is this us trying to figure out which campuses have lazy rivers so that we can plan next year's coverage trips? Mind your own business.
Yeah. And then the 4th factor was, how bullshit is the parking situation? Like, is there parking? Are the parking police constantly giving tickets? Whatever. We asked for a rating of each of these things from 1 being terrible, 7 being completely ideal. We received 2,000 responses, something like that.
More than I think we counted on putting in a spreadsheet and sorting.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yeah, sorry,
correct.
Ryan.
No, it's fine.
Thank you for doing this, Ryan.
You're welcome.
We got
responses for about 450 schools, if I deduplicated correctly. And then I further reduced that and I said, okay, I'm only going to rank a school on these factors if they got at least 5 submissions. So yes, not every school we got is on here. I'm sorry if your school is not. I'm sure it was great or terrible, whatever you said it was. But I want to reveal.
Tennessee and Texas, you're disqualified.
Apologies to Abraham Baldwin Agricultural College. I saw somebody put that in there. All praise to ABAC, but you're not going to make it.
Yeah. There were also, like, people put West Point. And I appreciate that people put West Point, but, like, if you're going to West Point, it's a completely different, like, thing that you're doing, which is fine. So where do you want to start?
You never heard the West Point water slide game?
It's funny because Navy doesn't have one. Let's start with food. Okay. So, again, this is just, like, what people put in. Here are, in reverse order, the best 5 campuses for food options. And I'll let you guys discuss it as you like after that. Number 5, UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, Duke. Number 3, Virginia Tech. Number 2, James Madison, JMU. And number 1, UMass.
Really?
Sometimes I question our demographics.
Sure, that's fair. But that, yeah. And granted, like, UMass just hit the cusp at 5 exactly. But they got a near perfect score in food.
Okay, listen.
Yeah.
I need you to know that UMass apparently has an award-winning campus dining program.
Okay.
Legit. Like, they have a whole like section in the campus center called Blue Wall. It's just got like Vietnamese, Thai, Mexican. Got a little organic spot. Okay. Okay, this is why. You ready?
Yeah.
All of campus dining stays open till midnight.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yeah. That's Dream. Why.
Holy
Brilliant.
Shit.
Yeah. That's, man, that is service.
Teach us your ways.
That's incredible. Yeah. I think that's why. Also, they got a couple of campus dining spots. We're not talking about spots around there. They got a couple of campus dining spots that are open till 2 a.m.
Wow.
And they have campus operated food trucks. So, okay, I'm seeing this. I'm seeing why y'all are so happy with this and partnerships with local farms. Yeah, this is all there, man. I don't, this doesn't look bad. I will also tell you that Virginia Tech
has
its own spot on this food website, Spoon University, that says why Virginia Tech dining is the Beyonce of college food.
What?
So
no, absolutely not. I don't care what comes after this. No.
Yeah. Okay. So
I do not accept this metaphor.
Yeah. They got spots open.
Unless they have famous lemonade, I am not accepting this metaphor.
They got Qdoba. They got spots open until 2 a.m. They got an Obon pan.
You're describing an airport.
Listen, what is an airport to a college student's palate? Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think about that steakhouse in LaGuardia that lets you order alcoholic milkshakes off an iPad.
Do you know what a Jamba?
Imagine having that in college.
Do you remember what a Jamba? Like, consider this.
No, you're right. I hear
you. This. What would a Jamba Juice have done to your 18-year-old brain? You would have been like, "What sorcery is this?" Yes. Yeah.
Fruit and vegetable, sippable, impossible.
What would that have done for a hangover?
Yeah.
Absolute magic is what it would have done.
I was told. I was told there was but one king of smoothies.
We were
the divine right of smoothie kings. We've all
it was a monarchy, a theocracy based on a single figure, the smoothie king. Yes,
the smoothie king pulled the sword from the stone and used it to cut up strawberries and bananas and shit. All right, worst food. Okay. We'll go bottom 5, 5th from the bottom to the bottom. The University of Nebraska, Omaha. The Omaha campus.
I believe it.
What a betrayal of beef.
Northwestern.
I believe it.
Oh, that I believe.
Virginia. UVA. Louisville. Second from next to last.
Go, Big Papa's.
Right.
Stale pizza.
And then,
have you ever heard John Boyce's story about high school in Louisville and Pizza Day?
Yeah.
That Pizza Day at their high school was always Papa John's pizza from the day before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
And then the worst food that we, the worst food review we got, at least, was a little school called Milligan College in Tennessee.
Oh, I know where this is. It's, wait, we have enough, we have multiple people writing in from Milligan?
We had, yeah, we had five responses from Milligan, and they gave it
this
a
feels two, like a stack.
They gave it a 2.6 out of 7.
Yikes.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do best naps. This is the part, this is the one, like, the nap collection lines up almost exactly with where I thought it would be. We'll start from number 5, Stanford. 100% agree. Like, one of the most beautiful campuses. Absolutely understand why it's a great nap location. Number 4, Colorado. Number 3, Tulane.
Seems
which
dangerous.
I'm thinking like passed out counts here as
passed
well.
Out, okay. That's, have we confused?
No, like,
have
we've
we confused,
been asleep a lot.
Have we confused passed out for napping? Is
Are
that
you confusing
really?
Being high with being poisoned?
It's yeah. just an impromptu nap. Mm. Number 2. The
I would say Las Vegas for reasons we've already covered, so I guess I understand that.
Number 2, the University of Miami.
Which one?
Seems sweaty.
The one in Florida, not Miami.
I'm kidding.
Ohio.
I know the other one is Miami University. Don't yell at me.
And number 1, UC San Diego, the best napping school in America.
That seems totally safe. Like, yeah. You could fall asleep anywhere in San Diego, and it would just be a refreshing, magnificent experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
Miami seems a little sweaty. Like, you know, you might fall asleep in,
well,
like,
they could have a
ants.
Lot of good indoor nap locations that are like in a library, like
misting
or,
stations. I would yeah. fall asleep in a misting station.
Yeah. Car wash.
I would just wake up and be covered in tiny crabs.
Your body is a misting station.
Yeah. That's why I'm really suspicious of the Miami ranking. But Stanford, I totally believe Stanford.
Yeah.
There isn't. Seriously, you don't pay that much money to go to a school where you could get cut by anything on campus. No
but
sharp
their
edges.
Their nap pods all smell like eucalyptus.
Yeah, they're just, it's a soothing experience with low humidity and moderate yeah. temperatures. Yeah, sounds perfect.
Worst nap schools. 5th from the bottom, Boston University.
Why?
4th from the bottom, Syracuse.
Hey, I'm napping here. Sorry.
Syracuse. Oh, God.
Syracuse. 3rd worst, Central Michigan.
These are all places where you could die.
Kalamazoo is a lovely town. I don't know about that one.
No, these are all places where you could die if you fall asleep outside.
Okay. Right. Miami is not. Tulane is not.
Not like that.
Okay.
2nd. Well, plus also remember that most people aren't on campus during the summer. So if for Miami
yeah.
and Tulane,
oh,
it's
yeah,
probably
it has to be summer for it to be unfathomably hot in Miami and Tulane.
Number 2, Eastern Michigan. And yeah. the worst school for naps in America, Penn, the University of Pennsylvania.
Honestly, Philly.
Eat shit, U.S. News and World Report.
Somebody broke the window on my body? God. Somebody spray painted Go Eagles on me. Not eagles, but eagles with an I.
Where is Western Michigan in there? Are they just towering above their two rivals?
Let's see. Western Michigan got a 4.6 on this the nap scale. So they're doing pretty good with that.
Just blowing out their two rivals.
Yeah. Yeah. They're doing
Kalamazoo
pretty good.
Kalamazoo was lovely.
It's yeah. probably because of all the cocaine.
That's yeah, because the horse.
Rule it out.
Yeah. That horse has yeah. That horse ain't sleeping.
No,
there's no. also the Bell's Brewery in town, so there's got to be a natural sleepiness from all that hops ambiance.
And the regular Michigan Heavy, as we call it,
Michigan
Diesel.
Let's just stop calling them State and Michigan. Michigan Heavy and Michigan Light.
I honestly didn't think they could be madder than me calling them regular Michigan.
What's Michigan funnier? Heavy. What's funny is Michigan State's gonna be like, hey, we're Michigan Heavy. Fuck you.
Yeah, no. All we have to do is continue calling Michigan State irregular Michigan, and they're like, yeah, that's right.
All right.
Michigan's gonna love Michigan Heavy though, because they'll be like, yes. ponderous, important.
Heavy like a book, bitch.
Heavy like a book or the responsibility
like a weighty
of wisdom.
Tome. Michigan, taste my tome.
Michigan genuine draft, sir.
That's what they are. Yes.
I mean, not for football, but
no.
Draft for other stuff.
We're naming all of the Michigan schools one variety of like generic beer. It's all happening.
All right. Best water slides. I want to make clear that Spencer
also Michigan. No.
Spencer said water slides should be on here.
I said water slides should be on here.
Yeah, and it's a very vague category, but like I think it hints at
okay.
the instant availability of recreational
okay.
facilities of an excessive and
I hear you.
Like, for example, LSU has lazy rivers. Of course, would you think UAB has lazy rivers? No. This is important information.
I'm going to tell you, LSU is not on the top five.
What?
Oh, they take it. They take that
look,
shit for
look,
granted.
I,
ungrateful.
Again, this is crowdsourced. I cannot verify the accuracy of it. Number five, Georgia Tech.
I can. This is some shit. Okay, sorry.
Number five, Georgia Tech.
Yeah, they have a big-ass water slide there.
Please explain the water slide situation.
They do. It is massive. It is ridiculous. You think that like Tech is a place that has absolutely no fun, and you're right. But they did build for these super stressed out engineers who are in charge of creating the next generation of soul sucking apps and dehumanizing technology. They put in some really nice water slides for them.
Okay.
Like, no lie, there's a really, really nice one that they have.
Okay. Number four, Mizzou.
What?
I believe it. No. I believe it. Missouri is a state that, as a whole, has an insane cultural commitment towards water park and water park.
I don't know, man. I think they're
going
to have to show me.
No, this is like, because Kansas City is the epicenter of lazy river culture.
Yeah.
It really is. It is all about, like, in the summer, you just go out there. That's where they built the Schlitterbahn. Remember the gigantic water slide built by people who
Kansas.
Had never
that's
built
not
one?
Missouri.
Right. It's Kansas City. It's that area of the country. Super
Spencer
huge.
Said you guys are the same thing.
I
not
did.
Me.
Go ahead. Email me. I don't care. You're not the same. You're the same.
They
me.
Are. One of you has trees. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Here it is. The University of Missouri has an aquatic center that boasts an indoor waterfall and the Tiger Grotto, which is like based
what?
On. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
And I hear Tiger Grotto and I'm thinking an entirely different scene.
Yeah.
Correct. Number three, Boston University. Really confused by that one. Just gonna move
very
on.
Confused.
That's
number
let's get to Google. Let's look this shit up.
Number two, Texas Tech.
I believe that. Totally.
Okay.
Like, in that climate, like you could set up enormous pools and just throw people in them all day long. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And number one. Even though it was on a worse list before, Millikan College back again.
What? This feels like somebody at the water station.
There
got
is
a hold of this.
Okay. Wait. I don't know if this is true or not, because it was published on March 31st. Now it's got to be an April Fool's thing. Listen, guys, you got to publish your April Fool's thing on April 1st, okay? Millikan to connect buildings on campus via water slides is funny if it's published on April 1st. But publishing in March, fuck that shit.
It's simply cruel.
But there are like a number of water slide articles connected with Millikan. So I don't think it's fully bullshit.
Yeah, but that ain't it. Boston University, by the way, does have a lazy river.
What?
It's out of order at the moment. But Boston University...
Of course it is.
Yeah.
It's
coming back any day now, just like Big Poppy.
Sean Penn drowned a man in it, and now we're just...
Yeah, were there too many rats in it? No, the wrong kind of rats.
Worst water slides.
Shit Dick River.
There's a 15-way tie for worst, where schools got a score of one. These
Server,
include...
can we get a file of Ryan saying quietly and tiredly, there's a 15-way tie for worst?
There's Northwestern is on here, NYU, Wake Forest, BYU, Vanderbilt, Ball State, Boston College, Georgetown, just a lot. I have my own 15-way tie I want to talk about, though. And that is...
Is it a home field apparel shirt?
It's the schools that I love on homefieldapparel.com.
Amazing.
Shit, I was kidding.
Amazing.
15-way and counting, probably. I I don't know if this is accurate or not, but I am definitely closing in on 15 home field hoodies. I don't think I'm exactly there, but probably the next time I re-up, I will cross the 15 mark, because they're all comfortable. They all look great. They're JMU, who we've already talked about earlier on this episode, a new member of the Home Field Magic family. And the thing I love about Home Field Magic, if you don't know, it's the thing where home field schools do better in sports than non-home field schools, is that there's a world where Indiana basketball could hog all of the Home Field Magic, and instead they give it all away. They keep none for themselves. Incredibly generous of Connor and the good people at Home Field Apparel to use none of their own athletic magic on the basketball team that they know and love. You can get a little piece of that magic for yourself when you use offer code FULLCAST to get 20% off your first purchase. We're talking hoodies, we're talking crewnecks, we're talking t-shirts. We're, you know, the number of schools is just staggering at this point. The number of amazing designs is staggering, like times 10. Go check it out for yourself. Milligan College not on there, but they might be one day. You don't know. Mizzou's on there. And Mizzou's got a fucking tiger grotto.
They're a school we didn't go to. And if there's one thing we know about schools we didn't go to, it's that they have a tendency to show up on Home Field Apparel.
God, that's true.
And we will buy a gray hoodie of them.
But what will we buy it with?
I don't know. We would need some money.
We would need some money. Guys, we're bloggers. Where are we going to get money?
I mean, surely we can't be investors.
No, that sounds like something for rich folks.
Getting money, I can't help you with. But should you find yourself in possession of
should you stumble upon some money?
Should you happen upon some money, have I got a place for you to put it? It is the Acorns app, acorns.com/fullcast. Hey, there, boom. Found you some money for you, because with offer code FULLCAST, you get a nice head start on this pile. If you manage to invest that $5 incredibly wisely, then it could become a large sum for you. But you're probably going to need to give it a little bit of love. The Acorns app makes that very easy. They'll round up your dollars and cents for you, add to your pile a little bit, and then they'll do some investment stuff and make pile grow. And that's it. Investing. It's easy. It's on your phone. You just sort of set it up and then look at it every now and then, and then you're an investor.
Do you find yourself saying like investor things when you use Acorns? Are you like screaming buy, sell?
Yeah, terms you probably wouldn't understand. So I'm gonna start a Stonks podcast pretty soon and explain some of these terms in detail, but you know, just to keep it really simple for people who don't have the Acorns app who wouldn't understand, I'll just say yes.
Thank you. I appreciate you dumbing it down for me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, that's good. We'll just start with this. First of all, the first lesson of investing is this, Ryan.
Uh-huh.
Apes together strong. That's the first lesson of investing money is apes together strong.
Yeah.
That's important. Everything keys off that. Yeah. Some people say you need to know money in terms like gamma squeeze and, you know, like market caps, right? No, no.
Well, so basically every day I open up the app, I look at Acorns, and I say, we like the stock, right?
Yeah.
And Acorn says to me, are we paper hands today? And I say, no, we're diamond hands today.
And James Franco is there for some reason.
And then Acorns is like, if he's still in, and I say, then I'm still in. And that's it. And someone's standing there by, and they're like, "Who's he?" And I'm like, "Shh,
it's we're talking
investments.
Damn.
You don't need to know."
That's the boss.
Yeah, and then I start beating my chest like a Matthew McConaughey in Wolf of Wall Street in the mirror.
You've always had a more like Gordon Gekko vibe for me, but that's fine.
That is so kind and not at all where I thought you were headed.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Could have gone so much worse.
You're welcome. Okay, let's do best parking situations.
Yeah.
Number 5, Middlebury College, which I think is in Vermont.
Yeah, no, it's a very, very nice little slice of Vermont.
Okay.
Big language program school.
Okay. Number four, the University of Nebraska, Omaha. Apparently,
Apple parking.
The food is shit, but there's lots of places to park and eat the food you brought from home.
Yeah, no, maybe. I was going to say, nobody's eating there.
Number three, it's our favorite, Milligan College, back again.
Somebody sent this around to their alumni list.
Yeah, and only five people responded.
I don't remember y'all from the Charity Bowl, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's fair. Better see your name somewhere else.
Number two, best parking, Washington and Lee.
Well, it's only two guys.
Yep, that's right. But only one spot.
Spot reserved for Washington and Lee. Actually, it really should only be reserved for Washington.
Oh, dang, what about on President's Day?
Yeah.
Damn. And number one, South Dakota State. I believe
it. Where can you park? South Dakota.
I believe all of these things. Listen, if Tennessee and Florida aren't in the bottom five.
They're not.
Whoa?
They're not. okay. Fifth worst, Grand Valley State.
A home field school.
Which is in Michigan.
One of my favorite home field hoodies.
Grand Valley State, number five. Number four, fourth worst, UCLA. Definitely.
Yeah. That elite. Is nightmare shit.
Number three, this one surprised me a little bit, Kentucky.
I could see that. Lexington, it gets tight. It gets tight fast, and that's their only source of revenue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number two, Wake Forest.
I could also see that via...
That, I believe, given the demos.
Yeah. Okay.
And number one, according to this very important academic survey, the worst parking situation in U.S. colleges, West Virginia University.
That is absolutely true because given the geography where this school is situated,
the ability to put parking lots in.
More parking.
Right. Yes.
Right.
Yes. I have only been to Morgantown once. It was not when it was in the summer, and even then, when school wasn't even in session, it was like, parking is fucking miserable here.
Tight.
So I'll buy that. Is there anyone else you want me to look up on this list, though?
Where's our beloved University of Florida? Because I do recall that being a living nightmare.
Florida's quite low. Florida got a 2 out of 7 on this. It's pretty bad. It's you know, this is not a category that lent itself to a lot of high scores, but yeah, Florida's floating probably. If I had to guess, probably like bottom 20, bottom 25. Something like that.
It's floating.
Yeah. I got to admit, I didn't really help the situation.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I kind of treated my car like George Jones did on a cocaine bender when he just parked it at the airport in Nashville and left it on the curb with a note that said, return to Grand Ole Opry, care of George Jones.
Haven't you done something like this in real life?
Yeah. Yeah.
Haven't you just left a car at the airport?
That's happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just went home and forgot that I'd driven to the airport. Yeah.
UCF is very low on this as well, which makes sense since there are 80,000 people, roughly. Arizona State, terrible parking, apparently.
Huh.
But it's a lot like Georgia Tech's getting a 2, Colorado's getting a 2, SMU's getting a 2.
Colorado getting a 2 is the same as West Virginia. Yeah. Arizona State surprises me.
Yeah. it's bad everywhere. Okay, so that leaves us with the best overall.
I guess, you know what? I like having one bad thing about Arizona State. It humanizes them a little bit.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, I know we put them up on a pedestal, and that's not a healthy place to be for a person or an institution.
I wonder if Arizona State parking is bad because everyone just forgets to go back to their car. Like, there's just discarded cars
just
everywhere.
Abandoned.
It's just like awesome Mad Max.
Yeah.
I think actually...
What's that joke about one-way rental car charges? If they didn't exist, every car in America would be at the Tropicana or the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
Fair.
I think one thing about Arizona State that they probably hate with parking is that there's not a sexy parking option or like a big dick parking.
Oh, dang, I hate that now.
Sorry, I only where's the big dick parking section? That's what I need.
For the record, you can probably you can guess which school we got the most responses for.
You could just eliminate them.
It's Michigan.
That's fine.
It's Michigan.
Okay.
Michigan gave us the most responses overall. Georgia was number two. You are all insane masochists. But thanks for listening.
Yeah,
we appreciate it.
I like the people who responded to the survey only to tell us they didn't want to tell us where they went to undergrad.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like the people who took the time to respond to this survey just to ask us if we were cops.
We are cops.
Especially Ryan.
Speak for yourself.
All right. These are the worst places to go to school in the U.S. based on our four irrefutable factors. The building blocks of your college body, food.
Ooh, can we make an acronym?
NAP.
Is it too late for an acronym?
I'd have to.
Nope.
Yeah.
No.
Food. So we've got food, water food. Slides, naps, and parking.
FONAP. FONAP.
NERV.
What are you?
So yeah, it's working really well, I would say. Yeah. Okay. I did top 10s. I did top 10s here. The 10th worst place to go to school in the U.S., Syracuse. Number 9, Grand Valley State. Number 8, Rutgers. Number 7, I don't like saying this, but I have to read what the card says. Pitt. Pitt is listed as the 7th worst place to go to college.
No, we want Pitt to have an ugly ranking because that's bad for whoever's
that's
in
true.
The top 10.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's going right, to come from behind.
Sound.
I feel better. Georgetown, Buffalo, Louisville again. Man, Louisville did not score
Louisville
well
did not score well
on
here.
This at all. Eastern Michigan, Northwestern, and Penn. These are the worst places you could go to school, according to real people who have gone to these schools at some point. So, like, make your decision accordingly. The good news is there's the flip side. The best places to go to school, the top 10 in this category, in this grouping, Washington and Lee, UMass, again, like, the food is really doing a lot of work for them here. Tulane, not surprising, Virginia Tech, Mizzou, Texas Tech, Middlebury, and then a three-way tie at the top, Milligan College, of course. It's there up
America's
there.
Greatest college, evidently. Yep.
Tied with James Madison and Arizona. Not Arizona State.
Huh.
Arizona Diesel.
Arizona Ice.
Arizona Sugar.
Yeah. Caffeine-free Arizona.
I think you mean Arizona Iced Tea.
Yeah.
That is correct. Yes. Yes.
Northern Arizona is Arizona Ice.
Arizona Baja Blast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
oh, it cures depression?
It does.
Sorry. I got to stop repeating that.
Yeah, I didn't expect Arizona. Like, this feels almost sacrilegious to say. Have we failed to consider Arizona?
That is sacrilege.
That doesn't sound like us.
Yeah, no. But I will say.
Yeah.
I could see the food, like food, napping.
Food, it's food and nap that's really carrying them. Like the parking and the water slide situation is fine, but the overwhelming message from Arizona is like, come here, we'll feed you and we'll let you sleep.
That sounds heavenly, actually.
It's a very residence inn, but college. I'm set up.
Hey guys, I got an ironing board. It's built in.
Yeah.
Oh my God! This is the Jimmy Buffett song. This hotel room in school form.
Yes. Yeah. There are
Arizona
some weird
State. Great God Almighty! It's a TV guide.
There are some weird partners in here. Iowa and Cal are exactly the same. You'll have the same college experience if you go to Iowa as if you go to Berkeley. Congratulations.
I've always said it.
Florida and Purdue are basically exactly the same. Go to either
Westwood
one.
Is actually the Iowa of Los Angeles.
Yeah, possibly the one that will make people the most mad. Penn State, Maryland, and Vanderbilt, exactly the same score.
Yikes, that actually doesn't make me mad. That's delightful.
Yeah,
I mean
that's awesome.
That, if you're paying,
that I just
much,
love hearing truth told.
Yeah, Georgetown and Buffalo.
I believe that
also
one. Actually,
same.
It's fine. Yeah,
I'm amazed that Georgetown compares that favorably to Buffalo. Actually,
Our reader said that it's better to go to South Carolina than it is to go to Texas.
We should put out a press release about this, actually. It's not hard. Can we send this to, like, Inside Higher Ed?
Survey
probably
reveals Columbia, South Carolina, the new Silicon Valley.
The one on here I really don't understand. UCLA and USF ended up with the same score.
I think that's hysterical.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so you got a lot of options. If you are not going to go to the NFL, either go to JMU, Arizona, or I don't even know if Milligan College has football.
You know what I know that do have?
Water slides.
Five people who listen to this podcast.
Five people who listen to
Y'all better start listening now, and I better see your asses at Charity Bowl next month.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
For all the shit we had to look up about your school.
Put up or shut up, Milligan.